Hello, dear listeners of ACET English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
This is 美国人 Sarah.
今天的这期节目呢，让我们特别兴奋。
Today, we are very excited to talk about one of our favorite American TV shows.
是我和 Sarah 分别都最爱的一部美剧，叫做
The Office.
是的，美剧办公室 The Office.前些天呢，我们在整理 podcast 话题的时候哈，我试探性的问了一下 Sarah， 你看过 The Office 吗？然后 Sarah 就告诉我，她看了很多很多遍了。
Yeah, The Office is enjoyed by many Westerners.
然后呢，我就超级兴奋哈，因为这些年我试着强力安利过身边很多人，但他们的反应都寥寥。我经常是泡澡的时候看，边看边哈哈笑。很多幽默没法解释。然后呢，这部美剧呢 The Office 就变成了我一个人的狂欢。
Chinese viewers can have some trouble understanding some of the humor of the show. So today, we're going to talk a bit about the history of the show and describe the comedy it uses.
今天呢，我们就给大家聊一聊 the history of the show 以及 describe the comedy it uses， 讲讲里面所用的一些 comedy、一些喜剧以及幽默。
While the US version of The Office is well known around the world, it was actually a spin-off of a British show with the same name.
首先呢，美剧 The Office 是一个 a British show， 英剧 The Office 的一个 spin-off。同名改编的哈，那英剧 The Office 好像是比较短是吧？
The British version lasted for 2 seasons, 14 episodes. Because the show did so well in the UK, US producers were interested in making a similar show.
英剧版在英国火了之后呢，那这个 US producers 就想做一个类似的。但是呢，这个英美文化毕竟不太一样哈，幽默的方式也不太一样。
Exactly.Even though Western humor can be similar, the first season of The Office is a little hard to watch at times.
美剧版呢，第一季在美国反响平平，甚至是骂声一片。为什么呢？
Because it relies more heavily on British humor.
British humor 是什么样的呢？
British humor is more cringe.
英式幽默有点 cringe.这个 cringe 是什么意思呢？
Cringe humor is humor that comes from something awkward or uncomfortable.
比如美剧 The Office 当中，老板叫 Michael， 他的很多行为呢都是非常的 awkward， 很尬哈。比如说他举起一个杯子，上面写着 The greatest boss ever， 然后你以为是别人送给他的，但是呢，他说他是在什么店里面淘的。
Yeah, he bought the cup for himself, so he thinks he's the best boss ever. Kind of strange.
Yeah, kind of strange. 还有前台这个 Pam 递给他一个文件，说总部刚发过来的。然后呢 ，Michael 呢就把这个文件一团，说总部发来的文件有一个专门的文件夹叫 trash can， 就是垃圾桶。然后说完了就把这个文件扔到了垃圾桶里面。结果很快总部就来人了哈。
He tries to make jokes. Most of his coworkers don't think he's funny.So it's a little awkward.
对，所以呢，他每次搞笑的那些东西呢，让他的同事呢都觉得很不舒服。所以呢，这种幽默呢，让观众替角色既尴尬又好笑，就叫做 cringe humor.
Yeah, British viewers appreciate their version of The Office because it's realistic. It has cringy characters and situations, so they can laugh at themselves and their own lives when they watch the show.
英国人喜欢这种幽默哈，就是有点自黑的，然后角色呢很贴近自己的生活，这样的英国人可以 laugh at themselves， 或者说 laugh at their own lives， 笑的其实是自己的生活。那这种 cringe humor 美国人为什么不喜欢呢？
American viewers, they want more fluid characters, over the top humor to give some distance between their own lives and what they're watching. So,They're not laughing at themselves, they laugh at the characters in the show.
那英国人喜欢的幽默呢是 cringe humor, 喜欢的角色呢是 cringy characters, 笑的呢是 their own lives. 而美国人呢他喜欢的幽默是 over the top humor, 夸张一点的幽默，然后喜欢 some distance between their own lives and what they're watching, 就是美国人喜欢剧和真实生活呢有点距离，美国人笑的是 the characters in the show.
Yes, British people like more cringe humor, cringy characters, while Americans appreciate over-the-top humor, crazy things.
所以呢，后面第一集之后呢，美剧版的办公室就开始变化了。
After the first few seasons, the show becomes more American and the humor changes as well.
Later seasons, 后面的几季呢更加本土化了。
Yeah, which explains why later seasons and episodes might be funnier for most Western American viewers.
嗯哼，那这样一讲呢，大家在看这部美剧办公室的时候，可以注意观察第一季和后面几季的这个不同，体会一下英美人对于幽默的不同理解。
Yes.When I watch the show, and I introduce the show to friends, I tell them, watch at least until season 2 or 3, because it becomes more American humor.
Exactly. 先熬过前面第一季哈。其实我觉得都很好笑。那接下来呢，咱们给大家讲一下美剧办公室当中的四种幽默方式，来帮大家 get 到这部剧的精髓笑点吧。
Yeah, there's 4 types of humor in The Office. The first one...is relatable humor.
那么第一种幽默呢，就是能够引起观众共鸣的幽默，就是在这个美剧 Office 里面非常常见的，叫做 relatable humor.
It creates characters that you could actually meet if you went to an office.
嗯哼，里面全都是一些 characters that you could meet in an actual office.对吧？而且拍摄的手法呢，很像是那种 a documentary， 就是那种纪录片哈，像是在一家真的这种 actual office 里面按了一个摄像头一样，非常的真实。这种拍摄手法叫什么呢？好像有一个词儿哈，就是特别像这个 documentary， 但是又不是 documentary。
Yeah, the show would be a mockumentary, like a fake documentary.
哎，这个名字取得真好哈 ，mockumentary。Mock 就是仿制。Documentary 就是纪录片，合起来呢就是 mockumentary.
It's filmed to look like a documentary, but it's not a real documentary.
在这个剧当中呢，演员还时不时的会看镜头，好像在跟观众直接互动一样哈，特别真实。
Because of the film style, when experiencing something crazy, characters or actors look at the camera and it feels like they're talking directly to the audience.
对 ,Sarah 给我们找了很多例子，大家呢一定要到我们的公众号一席文化本片推送当中看相关的截图和视频哈，很有趣。那给我们举一个例子吧，首先第一个例子。
So, Michael says, I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious.
就是 Michael using words incorrectly. 主角这个 Michael 呢，对着镜头，对着观众说 ，I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious. 那这个笑点在哪里呢？
This is funny because the word is superstitious, but he thinks the word is stitious, and super is an adjective showing how stitious he is.
Yeah.
But we all know stitious is not a real word. It's one word, superstitious.
Exactly. 它好笑的点在哪里呢？就这个 superstitious, 它是一个词，它是一个整词，就是迷信的意思。但是呢 ,Michael 呢就把这两个词给分开了，他以为是 super 加 stitious, 然后他说 I'm not superstitious, 我是 a little stitious, 但是事实是什么呢?stitious is not even a word, 都不是一个词哈。咱们再举一个例子。
So, an example of this would be Michael starts a sentence and he does not know where the sentence is going.
对，那这个呢就是 Michael 跟他的顶头上司 David Wallace 说话的时候呢，他 started a sentence, 开了场了，对吧？但是他是怎么说的呢
?David, here it is. My philosophy is basically this. And this is something that I live by. And I always have. And I always will. Don't ever, for any reason, do anything to anyone for any reason, ever, no matter what, no matter where, or who you are with, or where you are going.Or where you have been, ever, for any reason whatsoever. Oh, man.
David David 和观众呢都不知道 Michael 到底要说什么。这个时候呢，镜头一切换，就是 Michael 对着镜头对观众坦白说什么呢？
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way. Man.
Oh my God. 就是有时候我开始说一句话，我也不知道我会说到哪里去。我只希望 I just hope I find it along the way. 说着说着我自己就能找到要说什么。
He doesn't think before he speaks. He just speaks without thinking and thinks the words will come.
还有一个我印象很深哈，就是有一个不靠谱的员工叫 Ryan， 他说自己需要一个什么样的领导，什么样的上司。
Ryan wants leadership only when he's in the mood. Like how we feel, but not how bosses work.
对，他有自己的一套逻辑哈。这个 Ryan 说自己需要 leadership only when he is in the mood. 他具体是怎么说的呢？
He said, I got away with everything under the last boss.And it wasn't good for me at all. So I want guidance. I want leadership. But don't just like boss me around, you know? Like lead me. Lead me when I'm in the mood to be led.
他说我需要 guidance, 对吧? I want leadership. 我需要领导力。但是呢, don't just boss me around. 不要老是 boss me around. 不要老是指挥我哈。你要怎么样呢？你做我的老板要怎么样呢？要 lead me when I'm in the mood to be led. 当我想要被领导的时候，再来领导我。
Yeah, but if we had bosses tell us what to do only when we wanted them to, I don't think we would need bosses. We would be our own boss.
Yeah. 所以呢，这是他的一种 humor 哈。那第二种 humor 是什么样的呢？
Pranks.
Pranks 就是恶作剧 pranks.这个剧里面有一个比较正常的帅帅的男生叫 Jim.
Jim is annoyed by Dwight.
Jim is annoyed by Dwight. Jim 呢就被坐在他旁边的同事 Dwight 每天搞得很烦。
Because Dwight is strange, work-obsessed coworker, Jim often will pull pranks on Dwight, make jokes on him.
Yeah, so Jim pulls a lot of pranks on Dwight.这个 Jim 呢就天天鼓捣这个 Dwight、比如说把他的订书器放到果冻里面呀等等的、咱们举一个例子。
So for example, Jim comes to work dressed as Dwight.
对，有一天 Jim 呢就上班的时候就打扮成了 Dwight 模样，然后呢而且高度还原 Dwight 的一些奇怪行为。
His behavior highlights some of Dwight's strange behaviorAnd it bothers him.
然后这个呢就把这个 Dwight 搞得很抓狂哈。那还有一个 prank 是办公室所有人呢、就把那个表给换了。
Another example of a prank would be when all of the office workers change the clocks after Michael falls asleep so they can leave work early.
大家把那个表换了，趁着 Michael 睡着的时候，然后到最后呢，大家就可以早点下班了。那第三种幽默是什么？
Awkward humor or cringe moments.
那我们开头讲的就是这种 awkward humor 或者说 cringe moments.
Yeah, situations that are funny because the characters are acting awkwardly or they don't know how weird or cringy a situation is.
比如说这个 Michael 和他的女朋友 Jane 邀请办公室的三对情侣来家吃饭那一集哈，那个 episode 真的是又尬又好笑，非常的 cringe.
So much. Yeah, in the episode The Dinner Party, Michael and his girlfriend Jane are hosting a party for three couples from the office. But during the mealTheir small comments and anger with each other eventually build into a big fight.
对，到最后男女主人给打起来了哈。那笑点呢就在于所有的宾客呢被主人各种奇葩行为给搞得尴尬至极。
Yeah, and it's funny because of how uncomfortable their behavior is making their guests, specifically Jim and Pam.
对，因为他两个是唯一的正常人哈。比如说这个 Pam 一开始拿了一瓶红酒做礼物，对吧？然后这个女主人收到之后她是什么反应啊？
She says, Oh wow, Pam, this will be great to cook with.
人家送了她一瓶酒，她说这个瓶酒 拿来做饭挺好的。It's so rude.
So rude.
还有一个，因为 Michael 的女朋友非常强势哈，不让 Michael 看电视，所以呢，这个 Michael 呢就自己给自己买了一个超级小的电视机，然后挂到了很高的墙上。然后 Michael 很热情的给大家介绍说什么
？Sometimes I will just stand here and watch television for hours.
I love it.
I love it. Ah, the small TV.
I love this TV.
Mm-mm.
所以呢 ，James 就对着镜头给观众说什么呢
？He says, "Michael and Jan seem to be playing their own separate game, and it's called 'Let's see how uncomfortable we can make our guests,' and they're both winning."
James 对着镜头说，那个 Michael 和 Jan 他们两个在分别给大家玩一个。游戏，这个游戏的名字叫做看我们如何把客人搞难受，然后并补充说他俩都赢了、They are both winning.
Yeah, they are both winning. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, 还有一次呢是 Michael 跟这个 Pam 的房东相亲哈。
Yeah, Michael goes on a blind date with Pam's landlord.
但是 Michael 这个人呢，他只关注外貌，而且呢这个 Pam's landlord 一点都不漂亮。
Yeah.So Michael's only focused on the physical appearance. So when he first sees her, he pretends to be someone else, but his plan does not work.
对，我们还原一下场景吧，真的很好笑。然后这个 Pam's landlord, 他这个房东的女房东呢，就进到咖啡厅里，然后呢，正好 Michael 在那儿，然后就问 Michael 说
，I'm supposed to be meeting someone named Michael.
Michael 回过头来一看他的长相，立马说
，Oh, that's not.Yeah, I'm not.
不是我、不是我。
Not me.
对，结果呢，这个咖啡店的 clerk, 就那个店员哈，就说 Michael, need a coffee.
Here you go. Yeah, his plan does not work at all.
Sarah 呢，已经把这段呢加上英文做成了图片，放到了公众号的本篇推送当中。大家呢可以到公众号一席文化的本篇推送当中看图片。
Yeah, you will laugh when you see.
那这部剧当中出现的第四种幽默是什么呢？
Dry humor and sarcasm.
Dry humor 或者说这个 sarcasm 这是什么呢
？Characters often deliver funny or ridiculous lines, but they have a serious face.
对，就用那种一本正经的表情来说搞笑荒谬的台词。这个好像是不是也叫那个 deadpan?
Yeah, deadpan.
Deadpan, 就是没有表情的脸。比如呢
?For example, maybe I say, oh, my boss gave me overtime again. I'm thrilled. So you use your tone to show you're unhappy and you have a very serious, not happy face.
Yeah, 你可以说老板又让我加班了我真是欣喜若狂啊。这个时候你一定要有一张没有表情的脸。那么这种幽默呢就叫 deadpan.或者说 sarcasm.
So, an example of this in one of my favorite moments. Michael makes Jim and Dwight practice talking to customers by role-playing a phone call. And Jim uses the opportunity to make fun of Dwight. He has a deadpan face. He does not laugh and he acts seriously throughout.
Yeah, 大家呢可以参照推送里的图片一起来理解。
So,This show gives a good idea of what American humor looks like. You can learn some new vocabulary from it, and hopefully it will make you laugh.
Yeah, 总之呢，美剧办公室不但有以上四种幽默，全程高能爆笑，而且呢还有很多暖心的故事和场景，而且还有很多办公室场景的英文可以学习。那大家想看的话呢，可以到公众号一席文化的对话框里面发送办公室三个字就可以领取全季了。
Yeah, this is a great show. It's one of my favorites and I hope you give it a chance when you have time.
对 it's one of my favorites too. 这也是我最喜欢的哈。我的手机铃声其实就是这个 The Office 一个开场音乐。那非常希望能够有跟我们一起喜欢这部剧的朋友们。
Yeah, tell us what you think.Watch some of the show and let us know if you like it, if you hate it, or if you have any questions. And we hope you watch it with us.
Yeah, 期待大家留言告诉我们你们对这部剧的看法。那好，今天的节目呢就到这里。
Until next time, this is Sarah.
This is Pian Pian. Bye.
Bye.